We're back. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe here, Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena, Preds and Jets later on tonight. Darren has stepped away for morning skate for just a few minutes, so we say hello to Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville. Usually he joins us every Monday at noon, but you had some hosting duties yesterday, so we shifted things around. Vinny, how are you?
I'm good, Chase. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I am doing well. I spent the night in your fair city Saturday, went to Neyland Stadium and saw Garth Brooks. Pretty good show, and first time, you know, going to a concert at Neyland Stadium, and I got to say it was a good time.
Yeah, those don't come very often, obviously, and, you know, as long as Tennessee, the ball, stay away from that alleged Garth jinx that some outlets were writing about. Everything will be good, but everyone raved about that show. So glad you had a good time.
Yeah, definitely. And he even sang Rocky Top, and there were a couple of the crew members that got "It's Great to Be a Tennessee Vol" the chant going. So a little bit of college football and music all mixed into one. So speaking of the Vols, they had the week off. Now they have two games left, SEC games, starting with Missouri on the road this weekend, and then, of course, Vanderbilt to close out the regular season schedule. Things have really turned around for them over the last month or so. But going into this matchup, quarterback is going to be a question. Who do you think is going to be under center for the Vols?
You know, it's hard to say if you try to dissect what Pruitt has said when asked about it. And, you know, he mentioned that Garantano was more suited than the other guys to come in relief and finish a ball game like he has. But does that mean that he's better in that role than starting, or does that mean that because he's more experienced that he can handle it? I think it's the latter. Now, he also said that he thinks that Garantano could do just as well if he started a ball game. But then he also said that he would, you know, you don't want to, you know, change things too drastically, or, you know, alluding to that. So I don't know how they're going to handle it. My guess is they probably, because he did say that they were sort of paring it down, the quarterback to two, because at times they had three quarterbacks repping, and you can't get three quarterbacks ready. So I think that they've settled in on Maurer and Garantano, and because they had the open week to give Maurer some more time to get prepared, I think they probably feel like that maybe they can roll with him. But he's not their best quarterback that's playing right now. It's Garantano. It's, do you want to change the formula that's been successful for you? If it was me, I would just go ahead and start Garantano and not mess with the chance of, you know, a bad series or two or a turnover or something, you know, being the difference in the ball game. But because I think he can handle starting, if he can close out ball games, I think he can handle starting. But the key is that he's playing better. It's not just bench versus starting. What the difference is he's playing better. He has more comfort in Chaney's system as another offensive coordinator for him. So I think you roll your best guy, but I'm not certain that they're going to do that.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting to me, because through all of this, I think since the Alabama game, you've seen a change, and we've talked about this, Vince, a change in Garantano. It's almost like he's growing up before our very eyes, that he realized the mistake he made. He and Jeremy Pruitt are back on the same page, and now he's just taking whatever role he's in, and he's making the best of it. And as a head coach, I think Jeremy Pruitt has to look at that and go, that's what I want. That's a leader. And that, you know, even if they go with Maurer to start, that he has been pleased with how Garantano has played and helped this team.
Yeah, and what made it even more strange is the fact that when Garantano made that goal line mistake where he changed the play and fumbled at the goal line, it was scooped and scored, he had actually already started playing better. And so it's not like that was what he really turned his season around in terms of playing better. I mean, he got re-benched after that for JT Shrout, and Shrout got the next look, and then he came in relief, and Maurer wasn't ready to go yet. So, but he had already sort of turned things around since the Florida game, and where it was at, it bottomed out. So that's the key, I think, to Pruitt having some confidence in him, is all right, this is a massive mistake, can't do this, but you've also done some good things, let's get this right. And for the exception of a late first-half interception into the end zone against South Carolina, I mean, the guy has progressed and has played well, looking off safeties, he's not staring down receivers, he is getting rid of the football quicker, he's more decisive in running, which I think is a good thing for him. And so because the totality of his game has improved, and I think Jim Chaney deserves some credit too. I think he has learned what Garantano can do and can't do and is comfortable with and can execute, and that takes some time. So I think the two of them have a better working relationship too in figuring out their best plays, and I think those are part of the reasons why it's worked.
Yeah, and I think he's getting more out of receivers too. I mean, I know Juwan Jennings has been the go-to guy this year, but you look at the game against Kentucky, Marquez Callaway had a nice game, Josh Palmer had a nice game. So it seems like from that standpoint, the offense is starting to click, and I know the running game continues to be somewhat inconsistent.
Yeah, that's really the one thing that is still a little bit head-scratching, because the offensive line, from a pass protection standpoint, has been a lot better. Except for the right side where they've had some injuries, they've still had pretty good continuity on the O-line, and they have played better overall for sure. It's just they haven't been consistent running the football. I think they have pretty good backs. They don't have a special back, but some of that is probably on the running backs and, you know, choosing the right holes and being patient, making guys breaking tackles, and then also opportunities. Some of their games, they really haven't had like that Kentucky game, just didn't have a ton of snaps on offense because Kentucky had the yards advantage and time of possession and all that. So that plays a factor too. But if they could get that part of their game rolling on offense, I think that could only make them even better.
So, Vince, coming off the bye week as they get set to take on Missouri, what's the health of this team right now? Any players that could be coming back?
Yeah, outside of quarterback, Chase, that's the biggest question mark that you hit on is where are they at in terms of injuries? There was a bunch of guys that were nicked up, dinged up in that Kentucky game. Some of them had some stuff going into it. Bryce Thompson is the most significant. Jeremy Pruitt has not talked about him specifically and his status, sort of a we'll see. I know I was shooting some video on the field of the celebration there in Lexington, and he came over to the corner where the fans were, and he had a pretty significant limp then. You know, how much has he progressed in the open week? It's hard to say. But, I think he'll be limited for sure, but that doesn't mean in practice this week, that doesn't mean that he won't be able to play. So he's probably a game-time decision unless Pruitt rules him out before that. Other guys like Henry Toto, who had a twisted knee, he was made available to the media last week. Tennessee doesn't make guys available that have significant injuries or are going to miss time. So I think he'll be fine with the open week, and they'll manage him in practice. Same with Darryl Taylor. He was banged up. I think they held him back some practices last week. And even Daniel Batuli left the Kentucky game briefly but came back. But all those guys talked to the media, so not really too concerned about them. A couple of offensive linemen have missed some time, like Darnell Wright. He's also kind of a question mark, but Kayron Calvert played pretty well at right tackle, so I think you're covered there. Also, Jameer Johnson, another reserve offensive lineman, and there's a couple more. But really the big one is Bryce Thompson, because he is by far their best corner, playing really well, and there's a drop-off behind him if he can't play.
Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville. Hey, before I let you go, I do want to ask you about the basketball team. I know they had a big win over Washington recently, mm-hmm. top 20 now. What have you seen so far out of Rick Barnes' squad?
You know what? I'm very impressed by what they did in that game with Washington. Washington has a couple of five-star freshmen on the team. They're athletic. They're very tall and long. And Tennessee was not bothered by their length, their size at all. And Tennessee is not the biggest team by any means right now, but just really executed so well against that zone. They had guys flashing to the middle of the zone, different guys, and then hitting those jump shots in the free throw line. Just made it look easy and kept Washington at arm's length from them, never really were threatened by them. And then Eve Pons continues to deliver. He's had point games of 15, 19, and 15, and doing it in a lot of different ways. He is so stinking athletic. It's crazy. And he's still new to the game, and he's only getting better. He's clearly improved. And then also Josiah Jordan-James, the five-star true freshman, had his best game, showed some comfort, hit a big three when Washington got as close as they did to 7 points, and you know really showed some ability to initiate offense because he's getting more comfortable and missed a lot of time in the offseason, in the summer with an injury. So he's still trying to catch up and blend in and not try to do too much. So very impressive win, and they're only going to get better as the year goes on. So very encouraging for Tennessee fans with the Hoops team getting off to a good start with all they lost from last year.
Absolutely. Hey, Vince, we appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you next Monday at noon. And there we go. Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville, here with us on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll have much more coming. Darren and Willie will rejoin the show, and the rankings, they come out tonight. We will get into that next here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.